I'm coming from that region of India, which is known for its biodiversity hotspot. This is a narrow strip of 440 kilometers. One side is a Western Ghat, beautiful. Another side is Arabian Sea. And this is known as Konkan region of Maharashtra. This is the same region which is famous for export of Alfonso mangoes. I'm sure you must have eaten Alfonso sometime or the other. The livelihood of the people depends on basically fishing, agriculture land, and also upland. In this region, there are so many endemic species, birds, and precisely for that, it's known for its biodiversity hotspot in the world. And this is the same region where, on the name of so-called development, 52 mining leases have been sanctioned. And this is the same region of 400 kilometers where, on the name of development, power projects are coming up. And out of that, 18 power projects which are in the pipeline, 16 are coal power projects, one is a gas, and one which is there is of not only the largest of my state, but not only largest of India, but perhaps the largest proposed nuclear power plant of the world, that is in Jaitapur. So I'm coming from the region of project affected communities region. And when in my region, there was proposed coal projects, we thought of going to our neighboring state where Adani had his project, that was in Mundra. Because we thought the best way of learning for our fisher folks who have never gone to school, the farmers who have got their very low literacy level, women who have never been to school, so we thought best learning and understanding would be actually going and visiting that area. And we went to visit Mundra area. We met our brothers, fisher folks' brothers there, we met farmers in that area. And what we saw was a disaster, real disaster. We could not really see a clean sea anywhere. We met thousands of fisher folks who had lost their livelihood. We met thousands of farmers who cannot really cultivate what they used to cultivate before. We met so many citizens who were complaining about so much of our health issues. And now recently there had been a panel of experts who have done the research, and their finding is they're available for everyone to see. I still remember in that area when we went to visit, there was one lady called Najma. She was a fisher folk. And she was very agitated, very disturbed, very agitated, very angry. And we had somebody from government also. So he was all the time interrupting her and telling her, oh, but the farmers have got the compensation package by Adani. The farmers have got some jobs in the coal projects. So, but still, why are you so angry? Because in India, farmers have got a land. So when there is a compulsory land acquisition act in my state, in my country, where the government is a predominant of your land, and government decides what's the public purpose and can take away your land on the name of public interest. But unfortunately, fisher folks never get compensated because they don't have a title on the fish, on the sea. So they don't own any title on the sea, so they are never compensated for it. So he said, if the governments have to give the real good compensation package and the company has to give a real good compensation package, and Adani is ready to give very good compensation package for you as a fisher folks, what would you like to have? And you know what she said? She said, please ask Adani to create another Arabian Sea and give us. Because we are in a thousands. And we only know to do traditional fishing. We only know from the generation to stay on the sea and live on this sea. And from there we went day in our region, and there had been a day and night protest, mass mobilization, filing petition. There are more than 30 local self-government institute which pass general body resolution that they would not like to have their region. In that region they don't want coal, in that region they don't want mining, in that region they don't want nuclear. And they would like to have their region as declared as eco-sensitive zone. And when the protest was really at its peak, media was giving a lot of coverage. And there were companies like Adani wanting to come there. And there are many other companies and the nuclear power projects, collaboration with French government. That time our chief minister of our Maharashtra state came to meet us there. And then looking at the whole protest and resistance movement, he increased the compensation package, he increased the cost of the land 5 times more than what was before. And he declared it in a very big rally. And nobody clapped. And then he was quite surprised that 5 times more the compensation is offered and you're not clapping. So later on, he was with the media with his 3 cabinet minister, and there was one, a lady, Sarpanch we call her, like president of the local self-government. We have a reservation for women, so women also get chance of becoming a president of the local self-government. And she was a president of local self-government. And she was like from the rural area, never gone to school, and she was the head of her local self-government. And he said, let me know what is your problem now. We have increased 5 times compensation. And she was like, no, very stunned, and she didn't know what to say in front of the camera and in the public. And she said, no, I have no problem. He said, but still, I can see that you want to say something. Why don't you say freely? I'm here to discuss, negotiate with you. And she said, now, my only problem is I can't get the sleep in the night. And he said, oh, so you believe in this green movement, you believe in this whole so-called environmentalist that this area is going to be a disaster, you are going to lose your livelihood, and perhaps because of that, you are not getting sleep and you are feeling tense about it. She said, dear Chief Minister, I can't get the sleep because the pillow on which I am resting my head in the night and in the whole of the night I am going to keep my head on that pillow. Below that pillow, there is a poisonous snake. You know it is a poisonous snake. I know it is a poisonous snake. Company knows very well that is a poisonous snake. But still, behalf of the government and behalf of the corporate, you are telling me to rest peacefully. And government and the environment clearance will take care of everything. And how can I sleep? So people from my region, they can't sleep. All the more women can't sleep. And precisely that, I'm here to share my experience and to appeal to you. I am here just to give you a message of our community that what our business houses from India wants to do in your country, the aspirations and dreams of our business houses like Adani is far different than the aspirations and dreams of common Indian citizens. And we are not those. We are not their representatives. We don't want Adani to come here. We don't want Adani to do coal mine in India. We don't want Adani to do coal mine here because it's not that we are only against Adani. It's not that we are only against coal mine. It's not that we are against thermal power. It's not that we are against nuclear power. But we want to save our Mother Earth. We are committed to save our planet. We are committed to save our Mother Earth. And we are committed to provide and create a space for all the human beings in this world to live with dignity. And precisely for that, I'm here.